years down the line.
And already Raymond has started a conversation. Why are you telling you to? You can't look to Ukraine as an excuse.
Oh, there we go.
You can't look to Ukraine as an excuse for why the city is in a free fall again. In fact, free fall is being charitable. We want to borrow from Barmier's own words. In 2017, he told all of us that they had arrested the city and given the key to the IGP. Mm-hmm. Well, then, of course, he was a vice president. He's still the vice president, but something has changed about his status now. He is the candidate, the presidential candidate of the new patriotic party at the time when the city has broken jail again. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the last 7 years, the city has broken jail many times. We've had this conversation on the State of Play before, right? Mm-hmm. The difference is we are 8 months
to an election.
To an election.
Yeah.
So it changes a lot. In fact, it changes everything. And as you know, once the city depreciates, everything follows.
Yeah.
So I was looking at where we were with the city in 2021. It was 6 cedis to the dollar. If you look at the fact that the Energy Commission predicts that we will need $1.2 billion to buy fuel for the thermal plants this year.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was 2021, we would need $6 billion. In 20, same amount, though.
Yeah.
We're keeping the amount of $1.2 billion constant. If it was 2021, we need $6 billion. So we need 6 billion cedis, right? Just above that. In 2024, you have to multiply that by 14. They're talking about some 15 billion cedis. Same amount of dollars to buy fuel, but completely different amount when they come to the CD equivalent. And that fundamentally is why Doomsaw is going to continue. Because obviously, we are producing the power in dollars and we are selling it in CDs.
Yeah.
So the depreciation of the CD is going to affect your ability
to make up for the...
Exactly.
In fact, and if you were to be an ordinary business, you price more than you pass on to the ordinary people of this country.
So it's crazy. I mean, the conversation we're having, it affects every little thing. In fact, inflation...
Yes.
Down.
It's established relationship between exchange rate and inflation.
Down to it.
Yes.
The Doomsaw, primarily down to it. The fuel you buy at the pumps, down to it. We need $400 million a month to get the fuel we need to power our cars, etc. I mean, the BDCs need that to bring in refined product. And then I heard over the last 2 days that same tool, the refinery, had added a whole different dynamic to the dollar problem because they're importing crude to refine, right? Before now, you didn't have Sintu in the mix, so you're just dealing with your $400 million from BDCs, right? Now you have Sintu, they need crude. So you're buying crude. In fact, they bought crude that they need money, they're looking for dollars to go and do. So the government then went to a cabinet meeting and then decides that let's bring Sintu under the gold for oil arrangement. So now they're calling it gold for crude.
Sorry, gold for oil?
Yeah.
Contrary to the IMF's
IMF directive.
Oh, no, it's doing it. In fact,
directive may be a better one, but I would say urgent.
They have actually upgraded the gold for oil. They have a component called gold for crude. Gold for crude.
Yeah,
so government is now sourcing the crude and paying the crude with gold for Sintu. And then Sintu will obviously sell in CDs and then pay back government. So the instruction is that the Sintu refined oil, crude, right, cannot be sold to BDCs. It's being given directly to boss. And then boss, because that's the arrangement and the goal for whatever. And then the BDCs are complaining. But it's all because of the city depreciation. So, Baomia, the question you're asking is, can he put the city back in handcuffs?
I have asked this question before, that maybe he's busy. You know, more recently, the vice president does not take care of people's allowances, teacher trainees' allowances. So it makes sense that you would have a vice president that's busy. But when he ordered that they should be paid, today as we speak, we understand that the money is being transferred, if it has not been transferred, into the account of the health ministry. So it appears that the vice president, when he's ordering things to happen, he can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way he was able to order 175 million. This one, we need him. Let's not get it wrong. The introduction of Mahmoudou Bamia is the economic messiah who would fix the economy of this republic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wasting. has the entire 50-page restoring the value of the city letter from 2014.
Yes, yes, I have.
Winston has the entire 50-page.
Why are you going to dig that thing up?
I'm going through.
But that's in the past.
Permit me to only quote the conclusion.
Okay.
It says, Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, I would like to repeat without exaggeration that the Ghanaian economy is in crisis. It is time for serious action. If government does not take the right decision, and soon, then Ghana would like to approach the IMF for a bailout before the end of the year. At the end of the day, the obvious lesson is that we cannot run away from fiscal and monetary discipline, no matter how hard we try. I thank you for your attention. God bless you all, and God bless our nation. Mr. Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, flag bearer, substantive, please. The economy is in crisis today. After the IMF, they're already with them. So as for that part, there is no conversation. We had a conversation 2 years ago, but we're already with the IMF. What is required is that, and that history people cannot miss, this entire economy is under Mahmoud Oubamia, whether we like it or not. That conversation we have about Mahmoud Oubamia, when he was always being introduced by the president of this republic, was that this is the guy. I picked him because he helped Kufuor fix the city, do other things with the economy, and he will do the same with us. We all remember that, right? That
one is a prima facie. We all remember that. That's not in doubt.
Yes. This is the time we need the most, not in distributing laptops or iPads.
Tablets.
Not in talking about technology. Not in talking about digitalization. This is the time we need a savior, the be it all in the economy to fix the economy.
You see?
No, it is most important. Primary role of every economy, and I'm coming to this writing.
Before you
that was
come
written,
to that, I just want to say, you know, Dr. Bamia has this, if the fundamentals are weak, the exchange rate will expose you.
Yeah.
If you play propaganda with the economy, the reality will expose you. This is page 44 of Restoring the Value of the City. So what should government do to restore some value to the city? You know, the good thing about literature is that it provides a basis for analysis all the time. And we can always go back to it and say, these are things that we know we should do. It says, Mr. Chairman, the following measures may be considered. The government has to admit that the economy is in crisis so that it can carry along the country and get public support for tough remedial measures it may have to take. I'll just read the points. Government should restore fiscal discipline by ensuring that we cut our coats according to our size. Ghana, 177 million to pay nursing training allowances.
And order within hours. It is supposed to be delivered today.
You think today. That's the most important thing we have to do under the circumstances?
I don't want to even say that we promise kidney people 1 whole year. We are still doubling how we are going to effectively deploy that.
Listen to this carefully.
So,
revenue enhancing and expenditure reducing measures such as thank you, Raymond, for the contribution. Ensuring value for money in the award of government contracts through a transparent and competitive procurement process that minimizes sole sourcing. Two, reducing revenue leakages with respect to tax exemptions. You tell me. Tell me what the reality is today. I mean, everyone listening to us can guess that.
John Mahama saying this.
No. This is 2014.
Expansion.
Because it sounds like something that the opposition leader will say now. So you are saying that.
Still, that's surprising.
If somebody just joined us. If somebody just joined us, you think you are reading. It doesn't sound like. You're saying that Bamia said.
Oh, but that's 2014. Then he was in opposition. Yes. So he said it.
In 2014.
I'll just end at point two because all the meat is here. See. Expansion of the tax net through the formalization of the economy.
Oh, so you mean that at that time, Bamia was telling John Mahama
to formalize the economy.
Okay, so now he has to tell himself.
The issue of biometric national ID cards and the implementation of a working street address system are critical to the formalization. That has been done, to be fair. But it doesn't end like that. Right. We still do not have the informal sector.
If I said we could be completed in a year.
In a year. We didn't do that in a year, but let's move on. Dealing effectively with corruption in the management of public finances, the verdict is out there. Government should immediately undertake a biometric-based payroll audit to eliminate ghost workers. That's something we do back and forth. This is the reality. Look, solving the problem. And we must start at something. The times where we could borrow 3 billion at the beginning of every year, and say and pride ourselves that we're doing something when we're artificially managing the Ghana city. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Now we can't go back. In fact, we are struggling, struggling, waiting patiently for 360 million. I listened to you yesterday with Lord Mensah. And I mean, you look, the simple thing is that where we find ourselves
there's nothing we can do.
You cannot change it overnight.
It's not possible.
This is something that we should have done 7 years ago. The only, I mean, look, it saddens my heart when the distinguished government statistician, an appointee of this government, actually shows government that, look, these are the problems we're going through. He does the trade vulnerability report and says, these are the things we import. Oil. We import more oil than we export oil. That's not in doubt.
Toothpick, ye mwadiye.
But you know. You see? So when you know these things, what the distinguished government statistician is telling you is that
we are sending dollars to buy your money.
That's true.
Masa, what the government is telling you is that just look at where, and it actually shows you that your neighboring countries, what they import, and where you may have competitive advantage or comparative advantage. Mm-hmm. We are here waiting for IMF money. So as for us, in other jurisdictions, look, when the U.S. government decided that they had to go electric, the government that was taking a decision was taking a decision because it was going to be implemented in its time.
That's true.
They're looking into the future. Mm-hmm. When the EU started talking about a new tax, they had about 5 years or more to discuss the imposition of the tax. It tells you one thing. For them, they just don't play lip service to governments, governance being a continuum, as we do here.
Mm.
Today, in this country called Ghana, what is it that we can pinpoint and say that we are doing that would ensure that the city will appreciate? Nothing.
Okay, and
that's perhaps you are becoming
to make it worse is the fact that we went to the IMF and told them that we'll place restrictions on BOG interventions.
Yeah, that's true.
As far as Forex is concerned.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And so post that agreement, they place a cap on how much BOG can put into the market in times like this.
To fight it.
And from what I understand, it's between $60 to $80 million a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's put that in context. As I said at the beginning, the BDCs alone, they need $400 million a month.
Yeah. Which means that one third of their own will not even solve the problem for BDCs alone.
It's a giant problem, not for the larger economy.
You might as well
not even do it at all.
Yeah, in fact,
the thinking is that among the IMF executives, they want the city to find its level.
As he let it depreciate to the level that this is the actual.
That's exactly.
No artificial solutions. Exactly. No, take money and use it to stay. Not 3 billion from anywhere to make it work out.
And Mwabi today is predicting that we would easily hit 20 CB to the dollar.
We will. If by we don't, end of year. If nothing is done, we will hit 20 CB.
But people know what that means, right?
Yes.
That means that somewhere around 2016, we were worried about 4 CB to the dollar. You think
it was a big deal, eh?
Yes.
In fact,
we felt it was preposterous because when John Kufuor was there, remember the one CD, $1 kind of conversation?
One.
Yeah, we had that conversation in this republic, and many were exceedingly happy with that. But there's a problem. There's a problem fundamentally with how we have thought about this. And I think nobody, President Akufo-Addo himself said it. We have done almost 8 years of Akufo-Addo. He said the Ghanaian economy will not fix itself. I hope you get my point.
Yeah.
And that we needed interventions to make sure that it actually changes in the causes to our interest. We are doing almost 8 years.
Still Ghanaian economy.
So, I mean, I don't know what additional time we require. And in the 8 years, we have not said Ghana has permanently replaced 6 major exports. And I've been saying this consistently.
Don't choose
all the imports into the country. Just take your topmost 5 or even 10 and ask the Sascar service for backing data. They'll do the analysis and share with you. All that you need to do is saying that in the next, 6 years, every year, our focus is for one of these. We can replace them.
Yeah.
But when we had the opportunity to do one district, one factory, we were citing factories in corners and all over and fighting over whether or not we should replace, we should bring back. That sugar factory, your friend said.
Commander.
Commander.
Mm.
In, out. It's been almost 8 years and that Akufo-Addo.
Raymond.
In, out. We will operate. We can operate. We have done some two works. Oh, we are looking for investor. We have done only one factory commander.
Mm.
We have used almost 8 years to go back and forth on it. We are ending the tenure of Akufo-Addo. Raymond. Look. It shows you how unserious we are with replacing the things we are importing. Because, Evans, you can do Jesus Christ's work, but if you don't replace the things we are importing, and we are still dependent on some other economy for everything, including share to support her, there is no way this economy can boast of actually having the needed ones. And the dollars we are not getting from anywhere.
Ah, where are we getting from?
The so-called export. Yes.
No, but we get it from anywhere. But this crisis is...
And let's not pretend that we don't... Cocoa, we used to do 1 million or so.
And by the way,
now wobbling in the gutters. I'm not sure 500,000, but we're doing
so. No, around 400,000.
Gentlemen, if we succeed in negotiating our debt with external partners,
we'll start paying.
Begin to service.
Yes.
Once we begin to service, you see, you're servicing Emponio.
Can you believe that?
No, you see, once we begin to service,
Evans.
That means that we are not looking for dollars today to go and pay that debt. Today, we're not looking for dollars from our economy to go and pay.
Let us be frank here. And tell ourselves a very simple thing. Today, the part of the problem is that, and look, you are better off saving in dollars than saving in cedis.
Oh, yes. Which is true.
Today, if you give me money, in fact, I have to start looking for dollars myself.
A couple of years ago, virtually everybody who had a foreign account, right, or had an account in any other country, I was doing this, convert it to the dollar and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And take it. You go to your bank and say,
yeah,
can you transfer? You don't care about the cost of transferring the money. You are just interested in transferring. Because the currency as the store of value, no, it was more important then. And it's more important now than ever. But what are we doing? I've heard people even suggest that then let's choose the dollar.
Everybody has to choose the dollar.
It's becoming frustrating. No.
It is something.
The Ghanaian dollar.
It is something.
No, the dollar.
The US dollar.
Yes. So we have a percentage of some of this currency.
When you do that, the good thing about that, you still have a currency. It is good or bad.
No, depending on where you stand.
So they will give us. So now
they will supply to us.
You cannot. So you know what that means.
You cannot print when you have difficulties.
It means you cannot do monetary financing.
Yes. That's the Bank of Ghana said they did.
You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Where is it going to come from?
Why don't you ask the US to please pay our workers for us? Give us one to pay the workers.
So you cannot pay. So that's the other problem. But this is the point. 8 years ago, 7 years ago, the NPP government in its first budget indicated that they were going to give a seed capital of 2 million to every district as equity funding for 1D, 1F.
Okay.
You know what that meant? What that meant was that the government was aware that districts had competitive advantages. And so the one district, one factory should be decentralized and should be local government led.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see how we can develop these areas, the competitive advantage that we have. 7 years ago, the government launched Planting for Food and Jobs. We said we were going to be food sufficient. After 8 years, 7 years, ask yourself, are you food sufficient? And look, genetic engineering is such that we say, oh, Ghana tomatoes nenchena pro. Are you saying that we cannot genetically engineer tomatoes to last long in this country?
Others are doing it.
Others are doing it. I'm not talking about GMO.
Yeah.
Genetic engineering. We haven't done it. So today, anything we start, apart from going to borrow money, which we cannot do, because we are not trustworthy. So the problem today is that unless all those who have dollars, and it will shock you, that there are more dollars in individual homes than within the banks.
We have millions of dollars.
What are you saying? Are you supporting the thing that Castiel Atuforsi is saying that people should bring dollars from their homes? They should ask people to bring the dollars from their homes.
There's one minister in this country who had $1 million in a room.
But you see,
so if you multiply by
Evans, $1 million.
Evans, look.
Just pause to think about it.
Talk to the financial institutions. They will tell you where they go for dollars. The places they go and collect dollars in this country.
In people's homes.
In people's homes. Those homes, when you go there, you can actually see single room self-contained. Single room.
But I was going to say, I know somebody, he has a whole house.
Yeah.
Not a single room. Whole house. And the only thing they keep in the house, money. different currencies. So if you need money, they would say, oh yeah, you send somebody, go to the house, and he has a whole bank. He has the bank, and you feel like a bank.
I say, I have friends
in that country.
I have
not a banana republic.
I have friends. Look, I know people who work within the bank.
But you think it's Tadapa? The Tadapa's case is an isolated case.
Master, I have people. I know people who work in the bank. That when you go to them, like, you need dollars.
They go to. I spoke to a minister who called me and said, ah, but this is man too. This is what everybody, we all do it. And the minister was surprised that even after the thing broke, I think on Thursday, and everybody was talking about it, and a special prosecutor got involved, she still waited for the special prosecutor to send people to her house, like, and they still found more money.
Yeah. Even when ideally many would have cleared the predominant
part. Yes.
Or cleared everything.
Yeah, everyone was like, ah, but this is, come on. So, actually, what you're saying, the dollar in the system is huge.
Actually, we have more dollar than the government.
Because when you think about it, Raymond, think about it. In the past, before the financial crisis, before last 2 years when they collapsed the investment market, the bond market, and everything collapsed, if you had money and you didn't have any use for it, you'd have possibly bought some bond, right?
That's true.
You'd have bought some treasury bill. You'd have done some investment. But in the back of the DDEP and everything that happened, investor confidence to invest in Ghana and buy bonds, even treasury bills. People like me, I'm afraid. I don't know. The day you go and put your money in
penny. No, treasury bills.
I know.
It's only source for borrowing now from the Ghana. They can't mess it up.
But still, if you are like me,
you're afraid of the financial system like that.
Yeah, the time I was doing the bond.
Yeah, they'll say,
bond is zero risk.
And nothing is zero risk.
Thank you very much.
Everything comes with a risk.
Thank you very much. So I'm saying.
Which ideally is the principle.
Exactly. So all those avenues to put that money you have that you're not doing anything with, the trust is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would you put your money so that it will yield some returns for you?
Mm-hmm.
Where else? In most people's heads and the estimates, rational human beings who have money, they don't even buy the dollar. If you want the dollar, you dig your ground in your house and you put it in there. It's safe. Nothing happens to it. It doesn't depreciate. In fact, if you really want to deal with it in Ghana City, as sure as night will follow day, that CD will depreciate. It's not something that, it's factual.
Okay.
It's factual.
I want to do this. Since Dr. Bamia is still the chairman of the economic management team.
You want to read more of his own words?
No, this one is very instructive. If implemented, it says, listen, and for purposes of those of you who like discourse analysis, you can take
sentential analysis.
Take note of the keywords.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the country should have a serious discussion about exchange rate regime that is optimal for Ghana going forward.
Mm-hmm.
As economists, we can design and implement an exchange rate regime that would keep the CD stable over the long term.
An exchange rate regime.
Ideally, you at long term.
These were the verse of Dr. Bamia.
What is long term?
Oh, within in Ghana, long term is post 5 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bamia has been the vice president and head of accounting and management team for almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
The expectation I had that he would have desired one and kept so this conversation will never come up again. I hope you get my point. Because he's an economist, without doubt, right? Yeah. Yes. Went to some of the best schools in the Republic of in the world.
Yeah.
He's training in Oxford. He's gone to Simon Fraser. So ideally, when you're talking about his competence, it might not be without. So why has he not designed that system that will make us not suffer like we are suffering today? Yeah. Even if his ideas are, so this system, is it floating or the other exchange rate that you're looking at? I mean, listen, that debate can be had.
Yes.
But we should have had that happening today.
Yeah.
So that he should rather concentrate on the big ticket issues, the AI things that he talks about when he's going around, the very evolutionary thinking that he believes in when he's going around. But if we are still struggling with, not enough dollars, so we cannot make the economy work, then it makes it difficult for some of us to understand what is happening truly to our system. Because this has become too perennial for anybody's liking. There was a time when Otabe was making reference to what would be the worst form of CD, what would it be? Was not 10 CD he used.
Mm-hmm.
He said we should make room for the possibility that we could go to 10 CD. And at that time, people said, hey!
Today we are going to 20.
We were running around 4 at that time, right? Mm. So we said, it is impossible
today we are going to
go to 10 CD Now we are
when the dollar was about to break the eight.
Yeah.
I tell you a funny story.
We almost did it like a ceremony for
yeah, I mean, everybody was talking about
because it was impossible.
It was rhyming very well with yes, the eight.
Listen, I mean, when I was going to Addis Ababa in 2022,
yeah.
at the time that the dollar was, you know, appreciating, the dollars that I had, you know, I didn't spend it.
I actually
used my bank card. Used my card to spend. You know, you could use it and then get money. Because I was like, let me just keep these dollars. Why? Why in God's name would we do this to ourselves? All the things we talked about 10 years ago were relevant then, are relevant today. Except that the very people who said them, when they found themselves in power, did not implement them.
Mm.
Now, what hope
do we now have? Now who cause them?
Now they cause them.
No, so let's return to the fundamental question. Bawumia has an opportunity, right, to show, and yesterday the minority did a press conference, and I expected that to happen, that because Bawumia was a lead voice on depreciation of the city, yeah. now that's depreciated.
They will take him on 100%.
So there definitely political capital mm-hmm. to be gained from what is happening. The question is, has Bawumia noticed, and what will he do about it? Is a key question. What will he and what can he?
I think what he will do as we speak today is still continue on the line. Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia has succeeded in telling everybody that when it's good, it's I who did it. When it's not working well, I was not in charge. Yes, I was not in charge. I mean, and we have taken it. We have not been debating it any longer. We used to debate it. We used to have a conversation over it. But it's as if we have accepted that.
Mm.
So he's chosen the things that he hopes he has done. And that conversation ended with, digitalization. So now, it's not so. If it's anything successful thing happening with digitalization, that it is fair to attribute it to him. If it is not within that terrain, but I suspect that's the same road he will go. Because we all know, unless you have one of those 3 billion things coming in, this our current situation, it is very difficult to restore. You see, it's not magical.
Not this year, you can't.
This one, and I'm Christian. I am Catholic Christian, but this one, prayers will not fix.
No.
You get the point. It's not something that...
There was a time when we were praying for the...
Yes! Evans. Yes!
Evans.
But unless, it will not fix.
Unless we get money from somewhere.
As easy as that.
There's nothing we can
getting
do.
So the,
No.
It's a drop in the ocean.
But you see, 3 billion was what we were using to hold the fort.
But you see, the 3 billion
was just the
euro bond, the beginning.
Yes.
Then after the 3 billion,
uh-huh.
we go into other loans.
Yes. Then Cocoa supplements the last one.
Yes.
That's 70 years, you know. Then you are performing
well. That's when the Cocoa graduate returned $250 million.
We are in deep. Trouble.
So there is not. See, at this point,
what I really want to say, I can't say. We are
yes. The way when I said deep, then
you paused.
I mean, look. At this point in time,
it's serious.
You just would have to throw your hands.
It will take a miracle.
It will take a miracle.
Crisis gives you opportunity to reform, but because of the year we find ourselves.
No, it's an election year.
Yeah.
That guy is campaigning.
See, nobody's thinking about deeper reform. Because reforms will come in more difficulty in the beginning, and nobody wants to actually offend people in that way. So they're now saying, let's manage this more. The car is parked properly as a place, then we can transition. Next year, whoever wins will now come and be discussing how to go about this. But Evans, we have missed 8-year opportunity to fix this Gadgetzburg economy. It's not too late for us to start thinking about what we'll do in the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Or else, this discussion we are having, our children and their children will come and have that same conversation. It is unconscionable. It doesn't make sense. Akatapori told me something yesterday.
What did he say?
He said there was a time that he was sitting in the early days of the PNDC. They brought this redenomination and this conversation, and they was, hey, this CD matter, it is the same thing that we had in the very early days of Limana. Some of us said, no, that guy, he's not serious about the economy. Anytime that matter came up, there was chaos in the country. Why are we bringing it up again? Then half of the people who were sitting on that table got up and left immediately because they did not know what they were going to tell the people. But we are having it today. This was in 80s. We are having it today in 2024. If we don't take care, we will take it into 2060, 2080. If nobody is stopping it and saying, let's do something different. I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that let's do something different. And how are you going to do something different?
In 2021, the CD was 6 CDs to the dollar.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
Yeah. We've gone from 6. Unacceptable 6.
Yeah.
No, we've gone from unacceptable 4.
Four.
To unacceptable 6.
So in 3.
To breaking the 8.
Less than 3 years. We are 15.
We are 15.
Next 3 years, if you continue at this rate.
Can you believe that?
Well. We'll be gone.
What business is supposed to survive under this circumstance?
Your investment, your pension.
Yeah. Your CD is almost useless.
Everything is gone.
Your pensions, because you're hoping that you retire on your CD pension.
Yeah.
What can I for
time not retire?
You're useless money.
It can't do anything.
It can't do anything. It can't.
And you see, all the years you work, and Franklin Fujio used to say that instead of doing SNET with your money, go and do pig farming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says it's more lucrative to do pay farming than do this. Now, he used to say that. Oh, but see, you think about it.
That's why Winston is the richest man in the room.
Yes. That's all distinguished farmers. Yeah. I mean,
When it becomes difficult, you sell some.
You sell some. No, but.
You can even kill some and eat.
But this conversation we must have, we need everybody on that table to say that, see, if it's not everything else, if it's not even the national governance, let's target the currency. Economy is important. I was going to reference this book by Dr. John Bedin. He taught me. He has a book, and that was actually his thesis at Thomas Jefferson School of Law. Yes,
I bought one.
Currency stability and a country's prosperity. That's a mandatory currency stability law determines stability or prosperity of a country.
Is he proposing a mandatory currency stability law?
In fact, he was insisting on that in his final thesis. That's what he's actually arguing. But what he's actually saying is that the evidence across the world is that when a country is about to fail, one of the main elements is its currency.
Yeah.
Because currency
has Zimbabwe.
So he gives all these examples across the world throughout history and lines them up nicely. We have history to learn from. And I think that
The more really scared.
Yeah. You have history to learn from. Yeah. If they couldn't do it in the 60s, really in the 70s, in the 80s, really, and we are still having the conversation today, we cannot let our children and grandchildren come and have that. They'll be thinking we are foolish people. They'll think that we are not intelligent people. They'll think that others solved the problem, but we could not find the solution to it when it was so obvious to everybody. We cannot let posterity judge us this way. Because for the way we are going,
Anyway, enjoy the rest of your evening.